We've got Linda Rost on the line, along with Kadri Anderson and Natty Hester. They're involved with a new group at Baker High School. We're going to say HOSA for now, and I'm going to let them describe that a little bit more to you. But Kadri's the reporter and historian for the group, Natty the vice president, and Linda Rost the main advisor. First off, thanks for coming on, ladies. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Would one of you mind giving us a little description as to what your new group's all about and how it's going to help you in the future?
So the group is HOSA, and the old name is Health Occupation Students of America, but now they call it Future Health Professionals because it's an international organization. It's been around for 50 years, so this year is the 50th anniversary of it. But we are just starting the chapter this year in Baker. We have a lot of students who are interested in health careers, and so we thought this was a great time to start this organization. It's similar to BPA and FFA. It's a CTE, Career and Technology Education organization. And we get state funding and federal funding and everything. But the main purpose of this organization is to learn about health careers so students can figure out what they want to do when they graduate.
Awesome. And so how did your guys' decision as to who was going to be your officers in your group come about? Did you guys have your first meeting and then elect officers? Is that how Kadri and Natty got their spots?
Yes. We had our first meeting on Monday, October 20th, and we had nominations, and then they had to give speeches. And then we voted for our officers. Do you guys want to add anything?
You did a pretty good job explaining it.
Right on. And so let's ask, Kadri, so you've got competitions going on with HOSA. So are you planning on being involved in some certain competitions coming up here soon?
Yeah, there was a list handed out at the beginning of our first meeting. And there was a ton of different stuff we could compete in. And I'm not really sure which events I'm going to do yet, but I'm probably going to do a few.
Cool. And then how about yourself, Natty? Was there anything that jumped out to you right away?
I think I'm going to compete in the nutrition category. There's two options for it, for children's nutrition and then just nutrition fundamentals.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a big list. I'm looking at it here. And like you mentioned, Kadri, there's a lot of options to go into there. So pretty neat. A lot of cool opportunities for the students involved here. And there's also a way that the folks out there listening can help them out coming up here soon. There's going to be a zombie glow run helping benefit these guys. It's a 3.5K walk and run around Baker Lake. And would you guys mind giving us some details on that event?
So that will be on Saturday, November 1st at the Baker Lake. We're going to meet at the gazebo. And we're going to be selling some glow items like sunglasses and glow sticks. And then we're also going to be doing face paint. And we're going to have people like around the course popping out and scaring people. It should be really fun.
Awesome. I don't know. I don't know if I've got a strong enough heart. Sounds a little spooky. Might have to be using those HOSA skills on me sooner than you think. But all right. So cool. That event again, Saturday, November 1st, Baker Lake Gazebo is where it's going to be starting. Going to be all kinds of ways to help them out there at that zombie glow run. And well, ladies, floor's open for you guys. Anything else you'd like the folks to know about your group or what you have coming up?
Do you want to tell them about the face paint that we're going to have there?
So at the glow run, we're going to do wounds. The anatomy class has practiced how to make fake wounds on people.
Oh, cool.
For $5. And then for that event, students cost $5 and adults cost $10.
Have glow paint if people don't want the scary wounds.
All kinds of options to get painted up with. Neat.
And then we're doing another event, actually a smaller one, at the Trunk or Treat. So we're going to be set up at the youth center right next to the ambulance. And we'll be giving out candy. And we'll also be doing the zombie wound face paint if people want to come and get that. And that'll be $5 also. So that'll be perfect for Halloween if people need a little help with their makeup before they go trick-or-treating. They can have like all kinds of wounds. It's not just on their face. They can have it on their arms and hands and anywhere on their bodies that they want a wound.
Awesome. Cool. Being able to do some custom Halloween costuming. I like it. Right on. And so we've been talking here with Linda Rost, Kadri Anderson, and Natty Hester with HOSA or FHP, a new group at Baker High School, helping out future health professionals, getting them ready for those careers coming up here. And well, ladies, anything else before I let you go?
Nope. I think that's it. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
We hope to see everybody out at the Glow Run and the Trunk or Treat.
Again, catch that Zombie Glow Run Saturday, November 1st. We'll have more details up with the post of this interview online as well on radiobaker.com. And you ladies have yourselves a wonderful day, all right?
Thank you so much.